Hi, Jim here, and you're listening to the Honest Filmmaker podcast, career advice from people in the business. So the Cannes Film Festival is almost upon us. I absolutely love Cannes, and this is going to be my guide to the Cannes Film Festival. I'm going to give you some tips for attending the festival, tell you how the layout works, also give you some advice on getting into those all-important parties and networking events, and generally give you as much info as I can to enable you to get the most out of the festival. So hopefully by now you've already got your accreditation. It's a very simple process on the Cannes Film Festival website. This accreditation will get you into certain areas within the market and within screenings. So you really do need to register in advance for this. There are other packages you can do. If you miss the registration, you can pay for accreditation. But obviously, if you've got the filmmaker credits on IMDb, you can apply for accreditation and get your badge that will get you into the non-public areas. First of all, things you really need to do before you get to the film festival. So the first thing is to really think about what it is you want to get out of Cannes. Why are you going? Do you have a film? Have you got something you're trying to sell? Have you got a pitch you put together to try and put in front of people, raise some finance? Are you just looking to network with other filmmakers? Are you looking for cast? Really, maybe list out some of those goals that you want to achieve while you're in Cannes. Because what will then happen is you'll then be able to direct the rest of your energies into making those things happen. Cannes is a great place to meet people, but you really should be getting those meetings set up before you get to Cannes. Now, the way the festival works is a lot of the business for Cannes is done during that first week. That's when a lot of the film sales are made. And a lot of the distributors and sales agents will almost disappear when you get to that second week. So if I was going, I'd definitely go for the first week of Cannes, unless you want to enjoy the whole festival and sort of get more involved in the screenings and events. If you want to do the business section, you want to be there for the first part. Make sure you set up meetings before you go. So contact people you think are going to be interested in your project. So let's pretend I'm going to Cannes with a feature film that I'm trying to get distribution for or find a sales agent. I'd want to set up those meetings well in advance of getting to Cannes because I don't want to be doorstepping people when I get there because they're going to be busy. They're going to have other meetings on. As well, it's worth doing your research before you go. So really looking at all of the different sales and distribution companies that are attending Cannes, the sort of projects they have, because you want to make sure if you are approaching them for a meeting that they would potentially take your project. It's the type of thing that they distribute or sell. So do your research before you start contacting people. So whether you're looking for funding or if you're just trying to get your film distributed or you're looking for a producer or cast, what you need is that pitch pack. You need a very concise, exciting description of what your project is. It needs some artwork. It needs a vision for the project. So an explanation of how exciting it's going to be, why it's a great project, all these different pieces you've put together. If you've got cast, you want to list those in there. If you've got a director, writer attached, get those things in this pitch pack. Make it look beautiful. Make it very short, easy to read. Get it printed off and have it in a folder that you can show somebody and hand them in person to talk through. Obviously, also have an electronic version that you can follow up with an email afterwards, but having something tangible they can look at and easily understand what your project is about will work wonders. Now you've got your pitch pack. What you need to do now is rehearse your pitch. You don't want to be struggling through explaining your project to somebody when they've made time for you to have a meeting to chat about it. So I would sit yourself down, write out exactly what you want to say and rehearse it and rehearse it and rehearse that pitch until you know it inside out and you can explain it to somebody. Remember to retain the passion for the project. You don't want to sound like a robot, but you really do need to know your story inside out so you can explain it and also explain it in the most concise and effective and impactful way that you can. So rehearse, practice on your friends, practice on your family, get that pitch going. So have this pitch ready. Have your short version, your log line, and then have maybe a longer synopsis version where you can get into sort of details of the plot. This needs to go hand in hand with your pitch pack and make perfect sense to the person you're explaining it to. Practicing this pitch to other people will help bring up those questions that people are going to ask you when you're in those meetings. So get them to ask questions, get them to interrogate the idea so that you've got those questions ready. And this is all about not being sensitive with your project, not getting embarrassed when you haven't got an answer, because testing it on other people will enable you to figure those details out. and have those answers when you need them. Obviously, the other materials you might want to take is business cards. I know people use electronic business cards these days, but it's really good to get contact details from people so you can follow up after Cannes with an email. You know, that moment when you do network with someone and you ask them, oh, how's your festival going? And they maybe tell you a little bit about some of the films they've seen or what they're there doing, is a good way to remind them of who you are, because it might be the thing you talked about. So, oh, hey, we chatted about X film that was on. Great to connect. And then maybe that will lead on to some other development. So if you don't know, the way that Cannes laid out is you've got the film festival, which takes place in the screening rooms within the Palais. You've got the film market, which is in the Palais, which is a lot of little booths for all of the sales agents and distributors, which have all the posters for the films that they're selling to international buyers. You also have the main hotels along the Croisette, which also have sales and distributors hosted in them. So with your pass, you can get into those hotels and go up and, you know, walk along the corridor and go into those rooms and chat to those sales and distribution people. You have to remember, though, that they are there to sell films or to pick up films. So as a filmmaker, you're probably quite low on the priority list. So cold calling people might not be your best option. At least sending an email asking if there's a time slot where you could potentially have a chat with somebody from that company is always worth doing in advance, because you'll get a sense of how busy they are and whether they've got time to sit down with you. You don't want to be a nuisance. You can drop off a screener or send them a link, but chances are they're not going to watch it during the festival because they're going to be too busy. So even if you just pop in to say hello and introduce yourself at the appropriate time, it's definitely worth getting that FaceTime with them. Networking. So this can go hand in hand with partying, which I will come to in a moment, but the networking aspect is really important. You've got your pitch deck, you've got your awesome rehearsed explanation of what your project's about, but you do need to deploy that strategically. So don't just blurt that out to everybody you meet. You know, you want to keep it casual. When you go to these networking events, be interested in the other person, try and be helpful to the other person. And also, you might make friends, you might make colleagues that you're going to work with in the future. So it's really worth, you know, ease off on the sales pitch and just enjoy those networking events and enjoy meeting new people and helping new people. So those all important parties. Now, there's lots of different types of parties that you'll experience at Cannes. Some are a lot harder to get into. So for example, if there's a film that's got a premiere, that's going to be a tough one to get into unless you have a relationship, an existing working relationship with somebody who worked on that movie and is able to swing tickets for you. But again, that's a bit of a tricky one because it's hard to network at an event like that because they're there really to celebrate that film, not hear your pitch and you talk about yourself. So difficult to get into movie parties. Now, along the Croisette, you've got the international pavilions for each country. Now, a lot of these pavilions will have a happy hour. So they'll have it, say, 5 to 7 every night. They'll have a happy hour where it's free drinks and it's a good opportunity to network. It's worth going into those pavilions at the beginning of the week and just asking, do you guys have a happy hour? Have you got any network events? I'd love to meet people from your country. But do consider whether you actually do want to meet people from that country. It might be that you are putting a project together and you haven't considered shooting it in Germany or shooting it in France. So when you have that conversation, you don't want to just be cold calling going, where's the happy hour? I want the free booze. You want to go there with a purpose and think, okay, well, I can connect with German filmmakers. I connect with locations. I can connect with crew. These might be perfect opportunities to meet people from those countries. So do find out about those events, because if you haven't got a party to go to in the evening, that's a really good place, especially if you're new to Cannes. That's a good place to meet people because it's quite a friendly environment and you can meet filmmakers from all over the world. Now, some of the countries have bigger parties. They have receptions that are hosted at some of the big hotels along the Croisette. These ones you will need to try and contact people in advance of Cannes. And when I said earlier about wanting to work with people in those countries, you really need to think about, do I want to work with somebody from this country or am I just trying to get into their party? Things change every year, but some parties tend to skew younger, some parties tend to skew older. You'll figure this stuff out as you go. But what I'd do is I'd write a very polite email to the person who's in charge of the admin for that party. You'll be able to find them online, probably on Zalando. But what you want to make sure is you're polite, you're not pushy, you're just asking to come along to this event, and you need a reason either to network or to meet filmmakers from that country. But really be polite and be kind to that person you're connecting with, because more than likely they're either a student on experience or an intern or some administrator within that territory or within that company. So you want to befriend them, chat to them, and hopefully they'll take pity on you and invite you to that party, or they'll see maybe that you've got some value to come to that party. Now, this is a tough one, especially us Brits have a habit. We get to Cannes, we find out how much a beer costs, have a mini heart attack. And then when we get into a party and the alcohol's free, we just go into guzzle mode because we think, you know, if I pay for this in a bar, it's going to cost me about 12 quid. I may as well neck as many as I can when I'm here. Everybody does it, but it's really worth slowing down on that and appreciating that you're at that networking event for a reason. Focus on your goals and what you want to get out of it. Don't go ballistic on the alcohol, as tempting as it might seem. You can always go for a drink with your friends after the party at a local bar. When you're at those events, really think about what you want to get out of them. Try and keep professional, be polite, and just see if you can make your way around that party. Also, something you really need to get used to is rejection. So you are going to be embarrassed. You are going to end up having interactions with people that make you feel awkward, and you're going to get rejected. So do prepare for that. Try and stay resilient, because it's all part of the process. Not everyone you meet is going to be interested in your project or even suitable for your project. So just get used to it. Try and accept it as part of the process and part of the experience. It's also important to figure out where you are as a filmmaker in the pecking order of Cannes. This is how I break it down. At the bottom, you've got actors. Now, these are actors who've not had a screen credit, or if they've had a screen credit, it's an IMDb one, but they're not A-listers, B-listers, C-listers. They're just working actors. Slightly above those, you've got filmmakers. Now, I say slightly above those, you've got filmmakers, because filmmakers, maybe you've got more reason to be at the festival and chat to sales agents and distributors, because you'll have a project that you're presenting or you're trying to get funded. Above those, you've got sales and distribution. So there's lots of different sales and distributors out there. The bigger ones are obviously hosting parties for some of the films that are premiering Cannes. The smaller ones will maybe have a booth, or they'll just be wandering the palais having meetings with people. Above that, you've got the press. Now, the press get a lot better access to screenings and events because they're going to report on it and they're going to generate publicity, which is ultimately what the filmmakers want for those movies. And above those, you've got filmmakers with maybe a little bit more heat on them. Maybe they have got a film in competition, or they've been in competition before. They'll get invited to more screenings, premieres, and events. And then at the very top of the pile, you've got your A-list, B-list, C-list actors, people who are appearing in films that are on a Cannes, or people who are a household name, people who are recognizable and that other people might want in their movie, or at least to come to their party so they can generate some publicity. Another really valuable thing I get out of Cannes is researching films that are out there at the moment. So what you'll see is you'll see these big tentpole art house movies that are screening in the main screens that are in competition. And then you'll see within the Palais a lot of genre movies, maybe. You'll see new trends emerging. You'll see new artwork. You'll really get to sort of see what's happening and the sorts of films that are coming out soon. And lastly, the other thing that Cannes is really good for is inspiration. You know, you're in this amazing industry. You get to meet other people who are so serious about their career that they're actually at the festival. They've come all that way from all over the world to be there and to enjoy the films. Don't forget to watch films while you're there, because it's really inspiring. And for me, it usually acts as a really good creative kick into the next year. You've seen all the films, you've seen the industry, you've met people, and it gets you really excited about filmmaking. Make sure you spend some time reflecting on what you got out of the experience, so that if you decide to go again next year, you can be even better prepared. I hope that was useful. Please do make sure you subscribe for more hints and tips on filmmaking, or to listen to conversations I have with people working in the industry and their tips to help you improve your career.